This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany Academy. If you are tired of trying to figure out what to study, if you want to get a better job but your English is holding you back, or if you feel stuck at the same English level and you don't know what to do, then the Academy is for you. When you join the Academy, you will get access to a 365-day English lesson plan created specifically for intermediate and advanced English learners. These 365 days of English lessons will cover English vocabulary, American culture, listening skills, fluency, idioms, expressions, and so much more. You will also be able to join a private community where you can practice what you learn with English learners from all around the world. So join today by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffanyacademy.com. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In this podcast, you will hear natural English conversations, learn specific English tips and tricks, and also get to know many different ESL teachers. This podcast will take your English ability to the next level and help you to be more confident and more fluent when you speak in English. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. Hey everyone, this is Teacher Tiffany, and I want to thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Now, in today's episode, Julie and I, we are going to talk about electric cars a little bit more, but specifically the words and expressions we used in the last episode. Now, our last episode was really good. We had a great time, but there were lots of new English words and expressions that came out during our conversation. For example, environmentally friendly, a step up, high end, and many more. So what we're going to do in today's episode, Julie and I, we are going to explain these words and expressions and show you how you can use them in real life. So I know you are going to enjoy today's episode. Now, before we jump into the episode, I want to remind you about the Weekly English Words membership. That's right, weeklyenglishwords.com. You see, each podcast episode includes tons of new vocabulary words, expressions, and idioms that are used by native English speakers. But you know, as an English learner, it's hard for you to know the correct meanings and how to use the words, expressions, and idioms properly. That's exactly why the Weekly English Words membership was created. As a member, after each podcast episode, you will find an entire section that includes video explanations for more than 25 words and expressions that were used during the episode. As a member, you will also be able to download a PDF that includes the definitions. When I say you won't find this anywhere else on the internet, trust me, I'm not lying. This is something you need if you want to truly speak English fluently and sound like a native English speaker. So again, you can go to www.weeklyenglishwords.com and start learning more today. Remember, the words and expressions will be heard in this episode, and you can learn more about them by going to weeklyenglishwords.com. Now, are you ready for this episode? Well then, let's jump right in to today's episode. Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good too, thank you. I'm doing really good. We had a good laughing session right before we hit record. So yes, I think we're both in a good mood this morning. Julie, for this episode, again, welcome to everyone that's listening. We're always happy to have you all here. Julie, today, we're doing part two of this week's episode of this week. The topic is electric cars. So for those listening, if you haven't heard part one, you can go back and listen to it. We talked about electric cars, and during our conversation, Julie, we used a lot of new words and expressions that I think would be very helpful for the students to understand. So
We picked five of them together. And those listening, again, if you want to learn all of them, all you have to do is go to the weeklyenglishwords.com site. And you can learn all of the words and expressions. Teacher Julie has video explanations for all of them. So again, we're going to go over five, but you can learn all of them by going to weeklyenglishwords.com. So Julie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Good. Let's jump right in. Right. Number one. You like how I did that? You like that?
I like that one. I like that one.
Right. Number one is seeing them around. So I think in our conversation, we were talking, and in the midst of our conversation, we both said that we don't drive electric cars, but we've seen them around. So can you kind of explain this expression, seeing them around? What does it mean?
Yeah. So yes, neither of us drive electric cars, but we said that we see them around. It just means that we see them often. We see them in different locations, basically. And you can use this expression to see something around or to see someone around for anything, really. It just means that you see this thing or this person from time to time. So this can also be like a person that you know. Let's say someone who works in a shop near your house, you can say, oh yeah, I see her around even outside the shop like this. Okay. So yeah, this is, it's a common expression and it's used for people and for things.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. Great explanation.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It is a very commonly used expression or like a phrase. And I think it's easy to implement. Like for students listening, it's not really a tricky one to understand because it's so clear, seeing them around. Let's see, for me, when I use this, for example, I even use it when I speak about friends. So for example, if one of my friends says, hey, Tiff, have you seen Brandon? I'm like, oh yeah, I saw him around. Like I may have seen him somewhere. I may have been at the mall or been at church or been at another event and he happened to be there. I can say, oh yeah, I saw him around. So I think it's a very useful expression in many different situations, not just for cars, I think.
Yeah. And you can also use it when you don't see something anymore. Yeah. Like, let's say you no longer see electric cars around in your area. You can say, yeah, I haven't seen them around for a while, or I haven't seen them around in ages like this. And this expression, it's different, but we also say see you around.
Yeah.
When we say goodbye to someone. So let's say that like you and I are saying goodbye to each other and I say, all right, see you around.
Yeah.
It means like, I don't know when I'll see you next. It's kind of like see you later. It's not like goodbye. It's like, we don't see each other often. So I'll see you around.
Yeah.
And you might hear this as well, like in movies when people kind of break up and part ways and they're not planning to see each other for a long time. It's like, see you around.
Yeah. True. Good example. Yeah, they do say that in movies a lot. That is true.
Yeah.
I think it's very useful. This next one is also very useful, but can be a little bit, I guess, depending on cultures. Like, so number two is environmentally friendly. And I think right before we started recording, we were talking about this and we were saying that depending on the country you're in, this can be seen in a different way. So environmentally friendly, like I think we understand it again, like making sure you're thinking about the environment. Like, is this action, is this thing helping the environment or hurting the environment? Like, to put it in simple terms. So I guess environmentally friendly, can you go into more detail or talk about like your ideas about this or how they can use it in a situation?
Yeah, sure. So environmentally friendly is basically used like as an adjective in a sentence, like to describe something, to describe an action or to describe a product or an object. Okay. So we were talking about electric cars and we discussed like some advantages and disadvantages. And we said that one of the advantages about electric cars is that they are environmentally friendly compared to other cars, right? So environmentally friendly is a really, really common phrase that's used for many, many things. So one of them is cars, and as well, like things that you do, your actions can also be environmentally friendly or not. So when we say environmentally friendly, we talk about things that don't harm the environment, things that cause less pollution or reduce pollution or take care of the earth. These things are environmentally friendly. And a lot of times people also say like green as well, like green energy. Yeah. So you've probably heard that as well. Yeah. And I think that this is becoming more popular in some countries instead of others. Like I think in Western countries, being environmentally friendly is kind of a trend.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of companies are using it as a selling point now.
Yes, that's a very good point. Like it does kind of, what is the word I want to say? When people see something on TV or in an ad that says, hey, this is environmentally friendly, I think it leads people to want to purchase that product more because they want to be, oh, I'm also doing something that's good for the environment. Yeah. So yeah, I think that is true. I know that when I went to Korea, so we talked about this before as well. When I went to Korea, so in Korea, they have a really good system for like throwing away trash. Now in America, we have a good system, you know, recycling and regular trash. But in Korea, it's much more detailed. It's very meticulous. Like there, I think we had maybe like 4 trash cans. There was paper, there was plastic, there was regular trash. And I think there was one more. And then they had a food trash. Like everything was separated. So I could tell that they were really trying to be mindful of the environment and they wanted everything to be environmentally friendly. So yeah, the streets are pretty clean. There were always separate trash cans and you got fined actually if you didn't follow the rules for throwing away your trash in a certain way. So yeah, I think in Korea, it didn't seem like a trend, but again, like here in America, yes, we have recycling, but like you're mentioning the trends, I do think that companies kind of try to, I guess, monopolize on the whole environmentally friendly, I guess, idea.
In America, is the recycling system different? Is it just like, it's not, you don't have like food bins and stuff?
We don't have food bins because we use garbage disposals. So in the house, like, so when I was in Korea, we didn't have garbage disposals, which was again, a concept that a lot of the Americans had to, we didn't understand it because we were so used to just putting our food in the sink and then grinding it up with the garbage disposal, but they don't have those in Korea. So we had to get used to, no matter what food we ate, like putting it in a bag and then sitting
this
the bag.
This is how Canada is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I never had a garbage disposal. So
it's the best thing since sliced bread.
Okay, no, I never had.
The funny thing is now though, Julie, since I lived in Korea for 10 years, now I'm having to switch back to getting used to using the garbage disposal. Because when I was in Korea, we didn't have it. So there are times even now, like when I'm eating something, I have an apple core and I immediately think about putting it in the trash can. And I have to remember, I'm not in Korea. I'm in America, so I can put this in the garbage disposal, like down the garbage disposal. So yeah, I think it made us more mindful when we were in Korea. Like in America, you could put plastic and paper, like they're all recyclables. In Korea, you couldn't. Like there was a certain type of plastic, like plastic bottles went in one bin. Plastic like from a bag, like a chip bag, went in a separate bin. Like, so it was really, you had to think a lot when you were going, you couldn't just toss things. You had to make sure everything was separated out. But, you know, thinking about it, it really showed that they really cared about the environment and about those who were taking care of the trash. Like they didn't have to separate it. You know? So yeah, it was interesting.
It actually sounds kind of like Canada. We separate things a lot. I don't know if it's like to the same extent, but yeah, I think we're overall pretty environmentally friendly. Like when we're little in school, we have like a blue bin for certain things, a green bin for certain things, a trash can for certain things. So I think it's, yeah, it is part of the culture. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. All right. Well, then number 3 is a step up. Now, I think I like to use this expression too, but a step up, I'll explain it and then I'll ask you to give some examples for it. So a step up just kind of means the next level, like a higher level, whether it be in quality, whether it be in functionality, but it's a step up from something. So it's kind of the idea of moving up in levels. Like for example, for students, as you're listening, you want to go from beginner to intermediate. Then you want to go from intermediate to advanced. You're going a step up. But we use this when we're talking about like the quality of something or functionality. So currently, for example, I drive a Honda. Love it. Had the car for a long time. I will drive it till it dies. But the Honda like is not, for example, the most luxurious car out there. So let's say, for example, I decide to get a Rolls Royce. I'm not. But let's say I did decide to do that. That will be a step up.
A pretty big step up. Pretty big step. Yeah.
Pretty big step from my Honda. So I don't know if you want to give some more examples of the step up like concept or using this expression.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about cars, obviously. So it would be a more expensive, more luxurious car than the one you currently own. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an upgrade, basically like an upgrade, upgraded product. Mm-hmm. It's very common. Yes. I think I use it mostly for products in terms of quality and price range. Mm-hmm.
It's very useful.
It is.
Yeah. Julie, I hope you're also paying attention because when we get to the end, we're going to have to our stories about
attention.
This.
I'm paying attention.
Here we go. No, I look forward to the end. All right. Number four, high end. You want to explain that one?
Yeah. So high end basically means higher quality, a higher level. Again, it's sort of an upgrade. So high end is commonly used to talk about cars, but it's used to talk about any luxury product. So basically anything that is luxury. So you can have a high-end car, you can have a high-end bag, you can have a high-end watch. Anything that is expensive and kind of luxurious is referred to also as high-end. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in the previous episode, we were talking about electric cars. They're not necessarily high-end. Some of them can be. Like, I feel like Tesla is a high-end electric car. I don't know if you would agree, like, it's a high-end
electric car. Yeah, I think Tesla is a high-end brand compared. It's not an average
brand. The reason I was pausing is because as I'm thinking about, like, the price ranges, like, there are other cars that are much more expensive than Tesla. I just think, like, the way the brand itself, again, like you said, like, the brand is high-end. It's like the brand itself is high-end. So even if I get a car from Tesla that costs $28,000. A lot of money, yes, but it's not necessarily a high-end car price. But if it's a Tesla, immediately it gets pushed into this high-end category.
It sounds high-end, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really good marketing on their part. Like, I mean, that's, and I'm like, that's really good marketing. So yeah, it pushes them into that category.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the last one we have, breakdown, like a car breaks down. What does breakdown mean?
So breakdown basically means to stop running or to stop working. Mm-hmm. And it's commonly used for vehicles or cars or trucks. Okay. So if a car or truck breaks down, it's like the engine stops running most often, but it basically stops operating. Mm-hmm. A machine can also break down. And we also use this phrasal verb for people. So people can have a breakdown and it's kind of the same idea. Like you are generally very upset and you stop functioning well, you stop operating well, you kind of just break down, you cry, you're upset. And we sometimes say an emotional breakdown, a mental breakdown. So you stop operating at your best,
Agreed. Yeah, agreed. I know with the, just to give more clarity on that too. So like when a car breaks down, it literally is like everything kind of stops functioning. And like you mentioned, mental breakdown, emotional breakdown, they are very commonly used terms. Just for students, I don't want you guys to walk outside if you start crying and say, I'm having a mental breakdown. It's like, no. Like Teacher Julie explained, it's when you literally cannot function. Yes. Like it's not just for one small thing, but like you mentioned, Julie, it's when kind of everything seems to come crashing down, like emotionally and stuff. So, but yeah, a good one. Again, mental breakdown and emotional breakdown. Mm-hmm. So very good one. Julie, we've come to that time. So guys, I'll tell you something a little bit before. Before we always record, we talk about this last part and who will go first. Because it is challenging for both of us to try to use these expressions and words in one situation by talking about it off the top of our head. So, Julie, I'll give you a choice. Would you like to go first or second?
I would prefer to go second. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
You can go first.
Thanks. You're so kind. Here we go. All right. So what it is for those who are new, at the end of these episodes, we both try to make a situation using the expressions or words that we taught you all in the episode. So I am first, again, just as a reminder, the expressions are seeing them around. Number two, environmentally friendly. Number three, a step up. Number four, high end. And number five, breakdown. Here we go, Julie. Here we go. All right. So my friend and I were talking, and we were talking about Teslas because we had last week she mentioned that she wanted to buy a car and that she had seen lots of Teslas around. And I said, okay, Teslas are nice. And we were talking about the benefits and the advantages. And she said that she heard that Teslas are very environmentally friendly because they don't use gas. So they don't emit any exhaust fumes. That's another one from last episode.
Okay.
So I said, yeah, that's good. Then she told me the price, and she said the price was about $50,000. And I told her, wow, that's a step up from your current car that's worth $5,000. And we realized that Teslas are really kind of high-end cars, but it was something that she believed she needed to do as far as like looking into a Tesla, because her current car continues to break down. So she's going to get a Tesla.
Wow.
That's good.
Is that a true story? Is that based on a true story?
I made it up.
All right. That was impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I guess it's my...
I'm rooting for you, Julie. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. Welcome. All right. So I'm going to tell you about the cars here in Dubai, where I live. All right. So there are a lot of very high-end supercars and sports cars here in Dubai. I see them around everywhere, almost on a daily basis, I would say. And I think that the cars here in general are a step up from the cars that people drive in Canada. It's very noticeable. I don't think that these sports cars are environmentally friendly. I don't think that people care too much if they are environmentally friendly here. And I have never seen one of these higher end cars break down.
Julie! That was good.
True story.
Okay, I guess you get a bonus point since your story was true. That's what's up. Well, students, you see, again, we're just having a good time with the expressions and everything, but hopefully you understood and hopefully you'll try as well. I think Julie, two episodes ago, you mentioned that students can try to do the same thing for practice. I think you talked about
that. Yes. I encourage you guys to do the same. The words are listed here. The words and expressions are listed. So try to come up with your own examples using all of them together. You don't have to use them in the same order, and you don't have to use them in one sentence, right? Like, we kind of told a little bit of a story. So don't feel pressured to use them in the same order or in one sentence. But if you try to use them to talk about one topic, it can be the topic we are talking about, cars, or something else as well. That will really help you to remember them and use them in the future. Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Julie, thank you so much for joining. As always, I enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to see video explanations for all of the words and expressions that were used in today's episode, all you have to do is join the weekly English Words membership by going to www.weeklyenglishwords.com. Once again, that's www.weeklyenglishwords.com. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.